Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once more. So in this, I'm talking about the Ukraine war and how, in some ways, China has particularly gained from it. Russia's gained a small amount of territory at a terrible cost. The United States has unofficially estimated the Russian casualties at 200,000, meaning about 50,000 killed, about 150,000 wounded, few thousand captured and mostly wounded already. Now, that might be a major exaggeration, and the Americans haven't officially released that. Might be intended to demoralize the Russians. Obviously, it cost them hundreds of billions of dollars. It's cost Ukraine hundreds of billions of dollars. It's cost them at least 100,000 military casualties, tens of thousands of civilian casualties, and so on. So Russia has lost friends over this. It only's got about five countries voting its way on Ukraine in the United Nations. Nicaragua, Eritrea, North Korea, Belarus, Syria, that's it. Most of the others are abstaining, the countries which are fairly cordial with Russia. So despite Putin saying that China and Russia was act friendly towards each other, China's abstained on these UN votes. I'll tell you how Russia's become even more dependent on China, because of course this year it struggled, well, and 2022 struggled to achieve foreign trade transactions. Almost every bank's been cut off from SWIFT. So how can they do cross-border trade, especially if it's meant to be through euros or the US dollar? So getting imports and exports has become a real headache. Sometimes they're trying to use the ruble, that seldom works. Sometimes simply exchange of goods, paying in literal cash. And none of these solutions is really very effectual. Using cryptocurrencies, but increasingly RM, renminbi, that's the Chinese currency, yuan, it's officially called, sometimes kuai. Renminbi is in the people's currency. So for about 10 years, Russia's been trying de-dollarization with limited success, trying to sanction-proof the economy, but it's not worked very well. It's worked somewhat. But this is, means that they're at risk of China deciding to exploit their advantage. So the Central Bank of Russia doesn't want the country to rely on Western currencies, especially the greenback. So China's got a stronger position. The Russians have really had to speed up their move away from the dollar. So the proportion of foreign currency in the Russian banking system in the third quarter of 2022 was only 15%, the lowest ever level. So the dollar transactions have gone down from 52% of those on the Russian market to 35%. Euros fallen from 34% to 19%. So the ruble has increased. The ruble's gone from 12% of transactions to 32%. The yuan from 0.4% to 14%. An astonishing increase, over about a 35-fold increase. And the renminbi, that's the yuan, its share in stock market trading has gone from 3% to 33%. So, in the 13th of January this year, the Russian Finance Ministry said they're going to sell off 54 billion rubles worth, by because they got over 3 trillion rubles in reserves of renminbi assets. That's 40% of all the distributable liquid assets in the national wealth sum. But anyway, so these figures are a little bit misleading because, of course, international trade has gone down. They're not buying so much abroad because they can't. The ruble is fairly high, partly because a lot of things they can't buy. So not a lot of currencies is leaving the country. They have difficulty sourcing various things needed for their industry, particularly for aviation. So they found various workarounds importing sanctioned goods via third countries, and obviously Western countries really need to crack down on that. So the National Wealth Fund is now 60% renminbi. So these surplus oil and gas revenues in 2023 are going to be built up in renminbi. So the de-dollarization is continuing apace, but that's really yuanization. They're having to use the kuai more and more. That means the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Bank of China will hold the whip hand over Russia. Should relations between Beijing and Peking turn south, then Russia is going to suffer reserve losses and payments are going to be severely disrupted. And China is not necessarily friendly towards Russia. They regard Russia as just another Western imperialist power. Russia took a lot of land off them north of the Amur River in the late 19th century. China could easily move in, could take over the whole of Tajikistan, Russia's military ally. Russia's not going to come to their aid. Kyrgyzstan, which also borders China. Remember, Tajikistan has even given a section of its land to China, which hasn't even stopped China claiming even more. Then China could take a lot of Kazakhstan, which is going to take the oil and gas fields. Kazakhstan is a major trade partner. I'm sure Russia would do nothing to lift a finger. There's only one bridge across the Amur River between China and Russia. So the Chinese could take that. I mean, would you press a nuclear button on that one? I don't think so. Take a lot of the oil and gas. I know China's got severe population problems. Remember, their fertility rate is now 1.1, and there's really no way back from that. Other countries, including West and including Russia, are not far off from that. The population of China a century from now will be half of what it is at the moment. China's got 17% of the world's population. A century from now, imagine it's more like 9%, because, okay, the population of the world will probably increase a little bit for a century before starting to dip. So there's no economic model that will sustain that. They're going to have to get a lot of guest workers. There's so much pollution. Their economy is slowing down. It's still growing. So they've got various headaches. But with regards to Russia, this is the one bright spot on the Chinese horizon. So the yuan isn't a fully fledged reserve currency because there are limits on capital transactions in China. It has only 3% of currency reserves worldwide, whereas the dollar's got 60%, the euro's got 20%, even the pound sterling's got more than the renminbi. And a lot of that 3% is in Russia. So Russia needs the renminbi far more and more, and that will help the renminbi turn into a reserve currency. So in 2022, Russia became the fourth largest offshore trading center for the renminbi. Anyway, so some Russian politicians are saying the US dollar is going to disappear as a world currency, where they're deluding themselves. So the Chinese government needs the US currency to support the renminbi's stability abroad, particularly in Hong Kong. Anyway, the renminbi, it's a good reserve currency. That doesn't mean the US dollar is weaker than before. They can actually help each other. So it is a delusion to think that the renminbi is ever going to push the US dollar out. As the US economy is growing steadily, I won't say fast, and the Chinese economy is slowing down, will this trend continue? It might be the stage that eventually the US is growing faster than China. Bear in mind that the US got has got a much bigger economy and has got a growing population through immigration. So, China will not be able to help the Russians reduce the dollar's importance. So there's a cooperation on cryptocurrencies, and that's probably going to continue apace between China and Russia. So they're going to work on a central bank digital currency, a new cryptocurrency. There might be some bilateral agreements about this. So the Russians are trying to use some of China's digital transaction systems, Alipay, WeChat Pay platforms, and so on. And it's tens of trillions of dollars are being used this way now. Anyway, Russia buys a lot of Chinese goods, and China has long been Russia's biggest trading partner, and this is getting an even bigger share of the Russian market. There are 14 major car brands in the Russian auto market, 11 of which are Chinese manufactured. There was something like 40% of Russian imports in 2020. They're now well over 50%. So Russia's becoming a sort of gigantic North Korea, as Fiona Hill said, that the economically wrecked, although that's several years away, but armed to the teeth. This is a very dangerous situation. And that then Russia will have nothing to sell but its weapons, including its nukes. And bear in mind, 30 years' time, we're not going to use oil and gas at all. And even in 10 years' time, we'll use them significantly less than we do at the moment. And that's maybe the really worrying moment. Anyway, so please follow me on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Thank you for the donation today. I shan't say who you are. Right, goodbye, everyone.